Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We almost never see a major league relay play where the lead runner is actually thrown out.
Yeah,
it's incredibly rare.
It was a such a good fun, like you said, fundamental play guy. And I liked actually hearing from Madrigal about it, on what's going through his head, on do I cut this? Because it's rare that that thing happens.
Where he has to judge the velocity. He has to almost be like a hitter. You have to, once that ball is released, and the fact that Hap could not run through it, he couldn't get behind it, and Ian delivered a really strong flat-footed throw. And it is then his judgment, is this moving quickly enough, or should I get it and hurry it through? And
this is why I get so mad at Benintendi.
Because he sucks.
Yes, but
because he's bad.
If you're throwing lollipops towards the cutoff man, it's easy to read for everyone. If you throw at the cutoff man's head and you're
above
throwing
his head
at a line,
I was always coached to throw right above his head.
Right. And if you're doing that, then that gives them the choice. And the runner has to hold, because he's like, oh, okay. That trailer runner has to hold because they don't know if that ball's going through or not. He doesn't make it. He makes it very easy to read. That play was perfect because you have the option as the cutoff guy to, let's see if it's going to one hop exactly where we need it to one hop, or if I can get to it and then make a relay. And there's a lot of conversation about this and how the game ended yesterday. So why don't we hear from Carlos Mendoza? He had a reaction on SNY last night about what was going on.
After review, two calls on the field. Blocking, it's confirmed that there is no blocking. After review, the call of out on the field stands. Runners out.
So the Cubs win the game. Upheld. Carlos Mendoza wants to talk to Chad Fairchild.
What do you mean?
The Mets can't believe it, but looking at the replays, you can understand why both of those calls were made. Amaya had his foot on the plate, but gave a lot to the lane.
If you're going to talk to me, I'm not in replay. I'm telling you what they told me.
The rule says you cannot stand a home plate without the baseball.
I'm not arguing with you, Carlos, but I'm saying I don't.
that.
Hey, that's bull.
Take that up with the office.
The interpretation of the rule, you know. It's one of those that they send out a memo in spring training, what's legal and what's illegal. And it's clearly on that email, that memo that we got, that catchers are not allowed to have their foot in front of the plate, on top of the plate. They cannot straddle without possession of the baseball. And it was very clearly that the guy was, you know, had his left foot on top of the plate without the baseball. So, like, I don't know what to, I think they got the wrong call.
So it's not that there needs to be a penalty plate, it's that he cannot.
Without possession of the baseball, he cannot be in front of the plate, straddle the plate, or have his foot in, on top of the plate. And it was clearly on the replay that that wasn't the case. He was blocking, you know, without possession of the baseball. So
I think Carlos Mendoza is correct. I also understand the umpire being like, look, man, I understand. I thought that was actually really handled really well by the home plate umpire. This, it's not my call. Once we give it to New York, it's New York's call. So you can be mad at me all you want. You got to file with the office. And I think Mendoza's on it.
I do too. And generally, I always respect the opinions of the Mets TV booth, because I think they are probably one of the most, if not the most objective when it comes to how they call a game. They obviously root for the Mets, but they're not crazy, silly homers, far from it. So I'd also like to hear the Sportsnet New York belief as they saw it in real time and looked it over.
My first reaction is he blocked the plate, because I could tell what he was trying to do. He was trying to just make sure, because Pete had to know the play wasn't coming in from left field, so he might have had a play at getting in pretty easily. But once Madrigal threw it in there, you could see Amaya just standing on that plate, just ready to drop that left knee. But he stood on the back of the plate, which allows Pete that portion of the front of the plate to get his hand in.
Yep. But the hand bounced. It didn't come down to the plate.
Right.
So right as the tag was made, you could make the argument that it was a tie, that the hand hit the plate as the glove hit the shoulder, which would make him safe. But there wasn't enough evidence for the replay officials, I guess, to make that call, given the fact that the out call was made on the field.
Right. And if Pete comes in and gets that hand down, he's safe.
And, you know, it also brings up the point that we make all the time. Going in hand first to home plate is not the most efficacious way of being safe.
It's a good way to get hurt. That's with the shin guard. And but you can go in strong with your feet. But I think Ronnie called it. I mean, I don't think he was blocking the plate. He gave Pete the plate. It was pretty obvious. If it had been a safe call, this game is tied. It was an out call. They weren't going to overturn it.
We've seen so many catchers, Gary, who stand kind of in front of the plate and sweep the hand, and it's too late. He stood behind the plate and dropped in front of it at some point, which made it more difficult for Pete. Pete did as good a job as he could do to try to get that hand in, but Ramos with the out call. That was it.
And I guess the thing that needs to be parsed as far as the blocking rule is concerned, if you put your foot on the plate and you're taking away most of the plate, but you give that little front edge, is that sufficient? And I guess what the replay officials felt as though it is that it is.
It was, yeah. Remember a few years ago we were doing a game and one of the catchers for the Pittsburgh Pirates stood behind the plate and took the throw, and he said that's going to be the play in the future. And we kind of laughed at it, scoffed at him. That is the play right now, to stand behind the plate and then drop in front.
It worked for the Cubs. Hap made a good throw and Madrigal made a better throw and Amaya made a terrific tag, and the play was as close as could possibly be.
That is the great Mets TV booth on Sportsnet
New York.
That's
really well done.
The voices of Gary Cohen, Ron Darling, and Keith Hernandez. Just that is an efficacious. Ooh, love it! That outstanding little wordsmithing there from Gary Cohen. But that is that's very well done.
Are you going to pay off the question?
I am. So the answer to the first six MLB starts post-World War II non-openers. This was posted by Codify Baseball. Shota Imanaga with an earned run average of 0.78. That is the second best performance in that time span over the first six MLB starts. However, Fernando Valenzuela had an ERA of 0.33. And those of us who lived through Fernando Mania, and just I was a kid remembering it was in the way that something could take the nation by storm. It doesn't happen in the blink of an eye, and then it's gone a day later in the news cycle. That was a thing, like with every single start, and even the fact that so much of it was going on the West Coast, the nation was captivated by Fernando Mania.
As they should have been. It was incredible. And I don't know if the nation will be captured by Shota Mania, but it's as long as it lasts, you get to party it up. These are the types of performances that they need, because clearly scoring runs is a problem right now for the Cubs.
And speaking of Shota, did you see his quote after the game when we're talking about sort of where this fits into his full season and his MLB adjustment?
About getting around the league once?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a pitching philosopher, Dan.
What he specifically says, I think this is through his interpreter. I think personally there's probably not that much data on me. As they watch more video, they're gathering more data. They're going to have a plan for attack against me. So once that happens, I just need to make an adjustment, and then I need to prove myself.
Yep.
That level of maturity and self-awareness just makes me like him even more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.